friends of the bride and groom might make a lot of noise. What did you used to call that?
Surname.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They used to take cowbells. Do you know what a cowbell is? You ever
sure
see one?
Yes, I heard them.
They used to take cowbells and serenade them the first or second night, usually the first night, you know. They would take all the cowbells and just ring and make all kinds of righteous.
I remember.
But that's our serenade.
Serenade. You ever hear it called a calathump or a shivery?
Never.
A belling?
Never did.
And when some people call a spook frighten children with, say, you better be good now or what'll get you?
Well, they say the booger man's what we was taught to do. It's called the booger man. When we were children, you know.
If you had a heavy suitcase to carry or from one place to another, you'd say, phew, I'm glad I don't have to, this very far.
Toted.
And a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, you can bring in his legs and his head.
That's a turtle.
You ever call that a cooter?
Yeah. They used to call them cooters, but turtle is the real name.
If you lived on land, what did you used to call him?
That's what?
If you lived on land, what did you used to call him?
Gopher.
Gopher.
Yeah.
And the intestines of a hog can be eaten?
Yeah. They are called chitterlings. That was, I'll tell you this little zoo. Is that taking out everything?
That's okay.
There's two men met, and one of them's name was Ham. And the other man asked him, he says, what is your name? He says, the best part of the hog, this man's name was Ham, the best part of the hog, he says, Mr. Chitlins, I'm glad to meet you.
Did you used to eat chitlins?
Do I?
Do you like to eat chitlins?
I can eat them. I don't care too much about them. Men folks is what likes chitlins.
Is that right?
Yeah. Do you like them?
Not too much, tell you the truth.
Well, most men folks like chitlins.
And the center part of an egg is?
The yolk.
And this part of a man's body is?
It is chest.
And a small kind of flat bottom boat that you put on water, row around in, has a flat bottom. Did you ever have any of that?
No. Tell that again.
If you had a boat that wasn't shaped like this, but it had a flat bottom.
Oh, you call that, I don't know, just call it a flat, I reckon.
You ever had call that a batteau?
Yeah, well, I've heard them call a batteau.
That term's not used anymore?
No, I never yet used anymore.
Okay, and what do you put a pillow into?
A case.
And if you see somebody wearing beads, you might say, that's certainly a pretty
necklace.
Or a pretty what of beads?
A strand. Strand of beads.
And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whipped him, I reckon.
Suppose you see somebody wearing some very funny looking clothes. He looks down and out. You say, my, he sure looks.
Well, if he's coming along ragged and so forth, and dirty and all, they say that he looks like a tramp.
Looks like a tramp?
Yeah.
Or he sure looks, you ever
sure
say, tacky?
He's a tacky little man. You see folks with clothes on that are not in style, they're called tacky.
Old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And if a woman is wearing her best clothes, you say, she's really...
dressed up.
And how would... but you refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around. You say, he certainly is what for his age? He certainly is...